From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasizes Indonesia's commitment to making ASEAN a peaceful and prosperous region. Foreign tourist visits to Indonesia continue to increase. I am Ahmad Faisal, now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has affirmed that Indonesia, as chair of ASEAN, wants to lay a strong foundation so that ASEAN is able to face challenges, respond to dynamics, and still hold a central role. This was stated by President Joko Widodo in celebrating the 56th anniversary of ASEAN on Tuesday at the ASEAN Secretariat, Jakarta. The president also conveyed ASEAN is an example of harmonious diversity that mutually completes and strengthens each other. According to him, differences among countries should not be an obstacle to realizing ASEAN's determination and ideals.
Hari ini, 56 tahun yang lalu,
today, 56 years ago, ASEAN was formed with the determination to make Southeast Asia is a peaceful, stable, and prosperous region. And today, I want us to reaffirm that spirit and determination. Next month, the 43rd summit will be held. As the chair, Indonesia wants to lay a strong foundation for ASEAN so that ASEAN is able to face challenges, be responsive to dynamics, and still hold a central role. Moreover, President Joko Widodo also encouraged ASEAN to become a growth center that benefits people in the region and the world. According to Jokowi, ASEAN has the power to realize it in the form of economic growth, demographic bonuses, and world confidence in ASEAN as the region with the best economic opportunities. President Jokowi also said that this positive momentum must be utilized to make ASEAN the future of the world, the anchor of stability, and the anchor of world prosperity. Data from Central Statistics Agency, or BPS, has shown that the number of foreign tourist visits continues to increase. Entering June 2023, the number of foreign tourist arrivals had reached 1,062 million visits, and cumulatively, foreign tourist visits from January until June 2023 have reached 5 million 189,433 visits. According to BPS data, the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday stated that if everything runs according to plan, the target of 8.5 million foreign tourists will significantly exceed this year.
Jadi teman-teman, jumlah ini patut kita
So we should be grateful for this number and we can predict that in 2023, if everything runs according to plan, the target of 8.5 million will be significantly exceeded. The project number is around 15-20%. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno further conveyed the number of foreign tourist visits in the first semester of this year is equivalent to 88.12% of the total foreign tourist visits throughout 2022, or an increase of 250,000.33% compared to the first semester of 2022. Meanwhile, when compared to the target of foreign tourist visits in 2023, the number is equivalent to 86.49% of the lower limit target 6 million or 61.05% of the upper limit target 8.5 million. According to Sandiaga Uno, based on the origin country, foreign tourists in June 2023, Singapore ranks first with a percentage of 16.41%, Malaysia 15.88%, Australia 12.47%, India 6.48%, and China 5.88%. The Central Statistics Agency, or BPS, noted that China was the fifth position based on the origin country of foreign tourists in June 2023, overtaken by India in fourth position. Even though this has never happened before, the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, is optimistic that the target of tourist arrivals from China in 2023 of 235,000 will be achieved. This was conveyed by Minister Sandiaga Uno at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday. In spite of being optimistic, according to Sandiaga, the government still has to anticipate low recovery from the Chinese market due to internal issues regarding regulation, expensive tickets, lack of interconnection, and so on. To anticipate the low recovery of the Chinese market, Minister Sandiaga also conveyed that the government will focus on quality and sustainable tourism in key markets such as Shanghai, Beijing, and Guangzhou. Regarding the strategy for the Chinese market, the Indonesian government will focus on quality and sustainability in key markets such as Shanghai, Beijing, and Guangzhou. That's our focus through target and segment digital marketing, which can be converted to actual visits. That's our focus. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga further pointed out that, in fact, Indonesia is the top of mind for tourists from China and Bali is the most wanted tourism destination. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno stated that, based on data from the Central Statistics Agency or BPS, domestic tourist trips until June 2023, there were only 433.57 million of target of 1.2 to 1.4 billion movements. In fact, there were already Idul Fitri holidays, school holidays, and other holidays. This was pointed out by Sandiaga Uno at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday. Besides to increase the movement of domestic tourists, Minister Sandiaga Uno has conveyed that the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy will continue to carry out various programs, including collaboration promotions with online travel agent, as well as with Indonesia 360, which is agents. Not only that, according to Sandiaga, the ministry will encourage regional governments to be more active for marketing Indonesian tourism and also encourage more integrated cooperation with the concept of being proud of traveling in Indonesia. Let's turn to the international news. Uganda affirmed on Monday its support for Saudi Arabia to host Expo 2030 in the city of Riyadh. As reported by Antara, on Monday, the announcement came during a visit of Kampala by advisor at the Saudi Royal Court, Ahmed Khatan, who was received at the presidential palace in Uganda capital. Khatan carried a message on behalf of a King Salman for President Yoweri Museveni related to relations between the two countries and how to enhance them. China's top diplomat Wang Yi told his Russian counterpart that Beijing remains impartial on the war in Ukraine a day after a Chinese delegation participated in international talks on ending the conflict that included Kyiv but not Moscow. As reported by CNN.com in a call Monday, Wang stressed to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that China and Russia are trustworthy and reliable good friends and partners. According to a readout of the call released by China's foreign ministry, Wang said that on the Ukraine crisis, China will uphold an independent and impartial position. Sound an objective and rational voice actively promote peace talks and the drive to seek a political solution on any international multilateral occasion. Vietnam attaches great importance to its strategic partnership with Indonesia. National Assembly or NA Chairman Vuong Dinh Hue told Indonesia President Joko Widodo at their meeting in Jakarta on Monday. As reported by vov.world.vn, President Widodo spoke highly anniversary of the strategic partnership 2023 until 2023, saying it has been extensively and practically. Strategic partnership has not only brought benefits to the two countries, but also contributed to peace, stability, and prosperity in the region. He stressed both leaders agreed to work to raise bilateral trade to over $15 billion by 2008 in a more balanced way. They also share the view to maintain existing supply chains and closely cooperate to form new strategic ones, saying it both sides have strengthened to boost collaboration in navigation and fishery, as well as new areas like digital transformation and just energy transition. Well, listener, that was the newsline read by Ahmad Faisal.
Here is today's commentary on ASEAN 56 years. I'm Dalat Pani. Today, 56 years ago, on August 8, 1967, countries in the Southeast Asian region established a unity in a meeting in Bangkok, Thailand. Five regional countries, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand, signed the Bangkok Declaration towards the establishment of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. These five countries can be called the founders of ASEAN. At the age of 56, on August 8, 2023, the number of ASEAN countries increased to 10 countries by adding Myanmar, Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Brunei Darussalam. The history of ASEAN was due to the confusion of the regional countries over the global situation, which at that time was full of conflicts between countries and affected the struggle for the influence of the ideology of the major countries. According to the five founding countries, if the situation was allowed to continue, it would clearly disrupt regional stability, thereby hampering economic growth and development. Initially, ASEAN was looked down upon the major powers and the international community, but over time, ASEAN's position has played an important role in the global situation. The fall of the Warsaw Pact with the dissolution of the Eastern Bloc and the Soviet Union turned the world's political map upside down. The fears of nuclear war that were built by Western and Eastern powers are now gradually decreasing. However, what plays an important role in the current situation is natural resources, not ideology. The ASEAN region is an area that has a lot of natural resources and potential of human resources ranging from renewable energy to the agricultural and plantation economy as well as an educated population. In addition, ASEAN's strategic position is in the trajectory of world trade, where the maritime trajectory has extraordinary economic potential. This is the focus and target of the major countries. If the ASEAN countries cannot keep up with the rhythm and forget the original purpose of the founding of ASEAN, then the Southeast Asian region will suffer. With the symbol of the grains of rice on the ASEAN logo, it shows that ASEAN's strength is to maintain not only regional stability, but also cognate countries and common goals. Hopefully, on this 56th anniversary, ASEAN will be stronger, even though there are internal conflicts among its members. In the case of Myanmar, the nine member countries have remained firm and continued to uphold their initial commitment to unite and not be divided. Moreover, the global situation, which is entering a period of global crisis as a result of the wars between Ukraine and Russia, the tug of war to ask for support can be elegantly handled by the ASEAN leaders. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is today in history. We begin with August 8, 1967, the founding of ASEAN. On 8 August 1967 in Bangkok, several countries including Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand agreed to form the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. ASEAN aims to accelerate economic growth, social improvement, and cultural development across Southeast Asia while increasing regional peace and stability. Currently, ASEAN consists of 10 nations, namely Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, Brunei Darussalam, Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, and Vietnam. In 2023, Indonesia holds the ASEAN chairmanship. Moving on to August 8, 1990, Indonesia and China signed a Memorandum of Understanding on Diplomatic Relations Normalization. The relations between Indonesia and China had been frozen since October 1967 because China was alleged to be behind the coup by Indonesian Communist Party, or PKI, in 1965. The relationship got better with the relation normalization that began on 8 August 1990. At the date, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Ali Alatas and Chinese Foreign Affairs Minister Qian Qichen signed a Memorandum of Understanding in Jakarta. We end August 8 as the International Cat Day. The International Cat Day is observed every 8 August. It was first initiated in 2002 by the International Fund for Animal Welfare, or IFAW. IFAW is one of the biggest animal welfare organizations in the world. The day aims to increase awareness about cats, including how to protect and preserve them. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled Indonesia and United Kingdom Agree to Extend Energy Transition Cooperation. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif, together with British Minister of Energy and Net Zero Security Graham Stewart, agreed to extend the cooperation program between Indonesia and the UK called Towards Indonesia's Low Carbon Energy Transition. Minister Arifin Tasrif, after the launch of the extension in Jakarta last Friday, said England is committed to increasing its support in achieving Indonesia's net zero emission target. He disclosed initially the program was scheduled to end in 2024. However, according to the agreement, it will be extended until 2027. The UK will also provide an additional £6.5 million to maintain and enhance the program initiative. Minister Arifin Tasrif explained, Towards Indonesia's Low Carbon Energy Transition Program aims to improve the planning and procurement of renewable energy, both for on-grid and off-grid applications, puts forward policies, recommendations, and technical studies. Besides Towards Indonesia's Low Carbon Energy Transition, the UK is also actively supporting Indonesia through various other programs, including Just Energy Transition Partnership and Joint Economic and Trade Committee. He projects that this partnership will continue to grow, promote technical cooperation, sustainable trade, and green investment between the two countries. The minister also said Indonesia invites more international partners to support a fast and effective transition towards Indonesia's clean energy targets. The country requires investment of up to $1 trillion in 2060 for renewable energy generation and transmission. He explained the need for financial support for increasing it, since Indonesia will implement early termination of coal-fired power plants in the coming years. Therefore, he opens up investment opportunities and broad cooperation to achieve this target. On the same occasion, the British Minister for Energy Security and Net Zero Graham Stewart said Indonesia can play a major role in the clean energy transition. According to him, being one of the world's fastest growing economies with great potential for developing renewable energy, Indonesia can play a key role in the clean energy transition in Southeast Asia. With the help of UK expertise and investment, Indonesia is accelerating its transition from coal to clean electricity energy and work hard to achieve net zero in 2060 or sooner. That was My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Menggerus hari bagiku tiada gelap terjadi atas sebuah janji, dan kau berjuang menepati waktu, begitupun juga diriku untuk sebuah temu. Sampailah kita di sebuah masa panjangnya malam tiada guna, nampak hanya ada dua jam saja. Detik meluncur derasnya, bingung terdiam dan sadar betapa anehnya. Aku salah memperhitungkan waktu, dan engkau pun sadar akan itu. Sedih pun tak perlu, lagi jadi yang utama, bukan
bukan hanya soal sia-sia. Kita bisa apa? Terlanjur sudah nikmati saja petaka dua jam yang tersisa. Persetan atas segala upaya. Jua kita sudah sadar pasti kesempatan yang ada hanya sekali ini ya. Kita bersatu hanya tatapku membisu terdiam atas rasa asmara tak tahu harus berbuat apa dan menit lainnya binasa terlihat lampu kota jadilah terasa dan gelora. Detik sena tak perlu ditanya atas kata cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Kuin Utara Tourism Village, which is located on the banks of Kuin River, Banjarmasin City, South Kalimantan, that has a strong attraction, especially related to historical tourism. This village was formerly known as the center of the spread of Islam under the government of Banjar Kingdom led by Sultan Suryansyah. Visiting this tourist village, you can trace the kingdom's journey through a number of historical relics which are still well maintained. One of the historical relics is Sultan Suryansyah Mosque. This mosque, which is more than 5 centuries old, built in 1526, is the oldest mosque in South Kalimantan and has various characteristics, including a design similar to the Great Mosque of Demak. This mosque has a beautiful shape, works of art, as well as calligraphy. As a destination, this mosque presents many aspects, not only religion, but also cultural wealth and local wisdom. The mosque, which is also known as Kuin Mosque, is closely related to the typical Banjar architectural style. The basic construction is a stilt house made of iron wood and has a triple roof with mustaka ornaments on the roof. On the inside of the mosque, there is a pulpit which is also made of iron wood. The arch in front of the pulpit is decorated with Arabic calligraphy. Under the pulpit seat, there are 9 steps decorated with carvings in the form of vines, flower petals, and stylized arabesque. In the mihrab, the roof is separate from the main building. Sultan Suryansyah Mosque was designated as a cultural heritage site on May 23, 2008. Besides Sultan Suryansyah Mosque, there is also the Tomb of Sultan Suryansyah, which has become a local tourist icon. Sultan Suryansyah was a propagator of Islam to Pangkalan Bun, East Kalimantan. This tomb is located not far from the mosque or about 400 meters from the spring of the river. Sultan Suryansyah Tomb is in the Royal Burial Complex, which was given a cupola. In this tomb complex, big events are also often held, such as Bayun Maulid and also the death commemoration of Prince Sultan Suryansyah. Around the tomb complex, there is also Sultan Dayan Museum, which houses relics from Banjar Kingdom. You can see the original portrait of the Sultan Suryansyah Mosque and the atmosphere around it in ancient times. Well, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Danau Singkara. Di Danau Singkara, which means at Lake Singkara. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation entitled Sering Makan. Sering Makan, which means often eat there. This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sorta Uli, a friend of Chris' vlog community at Lake Singkarak. Sorta Uli invites Chris to eat fried billy fish at Lake Singkarak. Let's listen to their conversation.
Selanjutnya, kita ke Danau Singkarak.
Ya, nanti kita makan ikan billy goreng di sekitar Danau Singkarak.
Kamu sering makan di situ?
After listening to the conversation, I'll provide vocabulary related to today's conversation material. Sering makan, which means often eat there. I will say the words slowly twice each and you can repeat after me. Kamu, kamu, which means you. Sering, sering, often. Makan, makan, eat. Di situ, there. Kamu sering makan di situ. Kamu sering makan di situ, which means do you often eat there? Selanjutnya, selanjutnya, which means next. Danau Singkarak, Lake Singkarak. Ikan bilih goreng, fried bilih fish. Di sekitar, around. In that conversation, you heard the phrase, kamu sering makan di situ. Kamu sering makan di situ, which means, do you often eat there? In that sentence, there is the adverb sering, sering, which means often. The word marks the frequency of an activity being carried out. In that sentence, the expression sering makan, which means often eat there, is used to express the frequency of eating repeatedly or many times. Other examples. Let's listen to examples of the use of the word sering, sering, which means often, in other sentences. Chris sering berkunjung ke Indonesia. Chris sering berkunjung ke Indonesia, which means Chris often visits Indonesia. Sorta Uli sering menulis pengalamannya di blog. Sorta Uli sering menulis pengalamannya di blog, which means Sorta Uli often writes about her experiences in blogs. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia today, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once again.
Selanjutnya, kita ke Danau Singkarak.
Ya, nanti kita makan ikan bili goreng di sekitar Danau Singkarak.
Kamu sering makan di situ?
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Sering Makan, which means often eat there. Hopefully, this edition is useful for those of you who want to get to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian better. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Bisakah kau
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Cincaluk by Baim Selpa. The song Cincaluk was composed by El Rashidi Moman. Cincaluk or cincaluk is actually kind of food like sambal or chili sauce, which is made from fermented shrimp. This sambal is so popular among Malay people in Riau Islands and West Kalimantan. It's so popular until it becomes the title of the song. The song Cincaluk actually doesn't tell many about typical Malay food of Malay. However, it tells how young people who are old enough finally get married because parents can't wait to hold their grandchildren. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Cincaluk by Baim Selpa. Happy listening!
Cincaluk, sambal cincaluk, cincaluk, berulam petai, lapuk, si bujang lapuk jadi mempelai. Cincaluk, sambal cincaluk, cincaluk, berulam petai, tegaluk, jangan tegaluk, tegaluk, di bawah lantai. Hari ini bertanam kapas, besok lusa tanam ke kabut. Hari ini bertanam kapas, esoklah lusa tanam ke kabut. Anak mak limah pinanglah lekas supaya emak punya menantu. Anak mak limah pinanglah lekas supaya emak punya menantu. Cincaluk, sambal cincaluk, cincaluk, berulam petai. Lapo, si bujang lapo, bujang lapo jadi mempelai. Cencaluk, sambal cencaluk, cencaluk berulam petai. Tegaluk, jangan tegaluk, tegaluk di bawah lantai. Cencaluk, cencaluk, berulam petai. Lapuk, si bujang lapuk, bujang lapuk jadi mempelai. Cencaluk, sambal cencaluk, cencaluk, berulam petai. Tegaluk, jangan tegaluk, tegaluk di bawah lantai. Hari ini bertanam kapas sayang, esoklah lusa tanam ke kabu. Hari ini bertanam kapas sayang, esoklah lusa tanam ke kabu. Untuk pengulu nikahkan lekat, emak tak sabar menimang cucu. Untuk pengulu nikahkan lekat, emak tak sabar menimang cucu. Cencaluk, sambal cencaluk, cencaluk berulam petai. Lapuk, si bujang lapuk, bujang lapuk jadi mempelai. Cencaluk, sambal cencaluk, cencaluk berulam petai. Tegaluk, jangan tegaluk, tegaluk di bawah lantai.
Cencaluk, sambal cencaluk, cencaluk berulam petai. Lapuk, si bujang lapuk, bujang lapuk jadi mempelai. Cencaluk, sambal cencaluk, cencaluk berulam petai. Tegaluk, jangan tegaluk, tegaluk di bawah lantai.
Cencaluk, sambal cencaluk, cencaluk berulam petai. Lapuk, si bujang lapuk, bujang lapuk jadi mempelai. Cencaluk, sambal cencaluk, cencaluk berulam petai. Tegaluk, jangan tegaluk, tegaluk di bawah lantai.
Cencaluk, sambal cencaluk, cencaluk berulam petai. Lapuk, si bujang lapuk jadi mempelai. Cencaluk, sambal cencaluk, cencaluk berulam petai. Tegaluk, jangan tegaluk, tegaluk di bawah lantai.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voy Indonesia, email voy@voynews.id. Thank you.